Blog Talk Radio.
A new
direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos.
Sobrando,
siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. Praise God. That is who He is. Praise God that we can come together. Shalom, all. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, each and every one of you in the chat room and by phone, Skype, or Facebook. We thank God for each one of you. Praise God. We've made it through another day, another week, right? Praise God that we can, because we don't face this life alone. We don't face life at all alone. We always have the Lord, and we have the mighty Holy Spirit, and that we're grateful. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. I hope you've had a good week and got a weekend coming ahead. I pray that we've all grown and mature in Christ this week, and more that he shows of who he is within our life, that we understand more and our relationship grows. What he says in his word is true. Doesn't matter what men say. It matters what God says. That we should be humble servants, vessels, for the Lord to speak through us, and that it be focused on his word and his truth. In these days that we live, where there's so many lies and deception, and there's one thing trying to take your attention when they're doing many other things that are evil. All kinds of things. And Sister Jeanette, she showed me, and it's just so sad. But we understand, because the ones that do these things are influenced by the evil one. And he doesn't care about anyone. That all can be sacrificed for what he wants. All can be used and abused to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his agenda. But that's not what God wants. And in God's perfect way and time, he'll take care of it, for sure. I would say to all that are anything by involved in that, you better be very grateful in the time of grace. Because when this time of grace is over, it is not going to be a good situation. But even more than that, if you die in that kind of lifestyle, you take your last breath, then you'll face Jesus as your judge. And he's a holy, righteous, and perfect judge. He won't miss one speck of the kind of life that you have led. And the biggest thing is rejecting him. God have mercy. But anyway, so much to be praying for, as I have said, and exciting for us as believers. In the times that we live in, the Lord wants you to know who you are. Not by what you see, but who you are by faith. Understand, what God says is true. What his word says about you, as we share this message tonight, you understand it's all about him. It's all because of him. But this is who you are. It's like the word of God said, very clear by his word. Well, praise God. We've gone through different kind of weather and things. We've made it through. Transition and everything. A new month too, right? And we're still here. And the purpose is for us to be witnesses, us to be light. That God's mercy and grace is still flowing. That he wants many others to come to know him. And he's making it to the place. They don't have too many other ways to turn. Because everything of this world is failing. And the only answer is Christ. Amen. Well, praise God. Get a drink here. I hope each one of you are doing well. I know we are in Christ. And that some days are tougher than others. But the Lord is with us. And that we focus on him and know that he's with us. And is with us to lead and guide us and teach us. Yes, that's right, Brother Andrew. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ, and that's what everybody else needs to know. There is no other hope. There is no other way. Our God and Creator says that this is the way, and this is the way you must go. All other ways lead to death and hell. Praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get started tonight. Father, thank you. Praise you for this night. Praise you that we can come together. Lord, let us take heed to what you're saying to us, that we come humble before you, understand how much we need you, and understand that our life is in your hands with all that's going on and all that could happen suddenly or in minutes or seconds or anything. But Lord, we're prepared because of you, and that, Lord, you're with us. You said you'll never leave or forsake us, and that we trust you, Lord, and know you love us very much. We pray that others come to know you like we know you, and that we would grow and mature even more and more as we're looking for that glorious day, the day that you come and take us home, as we always reflect on the glorious day of all, that we were lost and sinners, and you came to be our Savior, and that we recognized and identified and knew that the Holy Spirit revealed you, us personally. Oh, we all might have known about you, known what men said, but it gets real when we meet you personally. How the Holy Spirit reveals you and speaks about you. You know it is all about you. Not some kind of step program, not some agenda, doctrine, but you, Lord. You, the living Word of God. You, the Son of the living God. You, the Christ, the Anointed, the Messiah of Israel, the true Messiah, not the false one that's coming, or Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, we pray that all would understand who you are and know you, like we know you as being part of the family, as being your children, as now that we are to learn from you, Lord Jesus, to be humble servants. And I pray vessels of honor to your glory and to let your light so shine from each of us. We're grateful for this night, Lord. We're grateful we can come together and seek you and to know you more, that you bring your word alive as the Holy Spirit moves upon our hearts and opens our spiritual eyes and ears to the truth. And Lord, that we pray that if anyone does not know you, they'll come to know you tonight or in the archive before it's too late if they take their last breath. Lord, we pray that many come to you now and be ready for your coming and be able to go home when you come for all ones that are born-again believers, faith in Jesus and born by the Spirit, that we become sons and daughters of God and the Most High, and that you make us who we are. We're very humble before you for that, Lord, and we know that you'll take care of these old bodies too. Take care of all this we dealt with, this old flesh, even temptation and sin. The consequences of it will be taken care of on the day of redemption, when the completion of our redemption and our transformation from this flesh to your glorious light, from this old dead body to a glorified body, resurrected, just like you, Lord. You led the way. You opened the door. You had the victory over sin, death, and hell, hallelujah, forever, that all that would call upon you and believe in you, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one goes to heaven without you. Be able to come before our Father, right standing, reconciled, hallelujah, justified, even to the place of glorified, as the Spirit that raised you from the dead lives within us by your word. We understand, Lord, it is by faith to believe, trust, and embrace you, and embrace your mighty word as it's brought to life by your Spirit. Lord, we pray that we take heed to what you're saying to us, and we truly know and believe who we are in you, where we've come from, and where we are now. Nothing arrogant, but humble before you, and know it's all because of you, Lord, who you are and what you've done, and that you're the only one who could. How could anyone, foolish man or being, think they're greater than you, and that you're the only one who brings redemption and eternal life? We glorify and honor you, Lord. We pray you watch over us tonight. Protect us from the enemy and the principalities and powers of the air that would try to disrupt. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus and by the power of your shed blood over us, Lord, we're protected. And then the mighty Holy Spirit. The enemy can't hold a candle or even anything to him. He's so much greater, more powerful. And, of course, your mighty angels, warring angels. Hallelujah, the host of heaven. Because that's how much you love us. And how much you said, I'll never leave your safety. And I'm with you. Every step of the way, Lord God is with us. He lives within us because we've been changed, transformed, and made new so that he can. We glorify and honor you, Lord, and praise you. And thank you for this night that we would focus on you and worship and honor you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Praise his name. And the word of God says, Revelation 4:5, from the throne come flashes of lightning and rumbles of thunder, rumbles and sounds and peals of thunder, and seven lamps of fire were burning in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And that fire, that holy fire, comes and live within us, the Spirit of God's fire, the Holy Spirit. And that it's this first praise song, and we pray that the Lord set our hearts on fire, or like Jeremiah, that it was fire in his bones to serve the Lord, what he's called us to do. Hallelujah. Set a fire. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to fill you up. More of God. More of his Spirit. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love. Here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love. Here in your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. Amen. Want more. I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more, want more. Pour it out, amen. I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more, more. Would you pour it out? Set up my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Amen. I said, Lord, to fill you. He said, I'd rather be. Amen. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Hearing your love, hearing your love. There's a fight in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more. Amen. More. Want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. More. Pour it out. Amen. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. We want more of you, yeah. Hallelujah. More of you. Oh, so much more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't you want more, brother, sister? Are you tired of hearing so much what the world's doing, what the enemy's doing? Don't you want more? More of God? Hear what God is doing. How he's changing lives. I heard a pastor sharing that almost 160,000 in the world come to Jesus daily. Isn't that awesome? That's something to get excited about. You want to talk about news, good news, 160,000 come to the Lord daily. Hallelujah. God is doing something. He is moving. He's moving. He's changing life. He is saving people. He is delivering people. And he's healing people. Hallelujah. I pray that people are dependent upon him. And that sometimes, brothers and sisters, we just need to focus on the things of the Lord and not this world. You get so caught up and you feel like we're getting, you know, getting down and, oh, this ain't good. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, I've been watching here in the U.S. is they call the People's Convoy. And I've been watching a guy, a trucker that's involved in it. And he has his own YouTube channel. So he's like a in the event reporter. And brothers and sisters, it's awesome what is happening. Because these people aren't standing just for a person. They're not focused on a person. They're focused on what God gave them, is freedom. They're focused on what our Constitution says in this country. And they're doing it in a way that is the way that it is lined up. And it's amazing to see that what's involved of mainly this good, God-fearing people want to go and say something to the nation and to the leader. As it grows and grows, and as it is, how many people out there, when they see them And they hear about them. They're on the bridges. They're on the sides of the road. They're everywhere that are cheering for these guys that are going, that are representing all of us, that are tired of all this trying to force people to do things instead of have freedom of, you know, that you're able to choose. You're able to say yes or no by what our Constitution says. And they're going up there, and they're going to hopefully, and we're praying that, you know, somebody listens. But at least they're trying. And it's happened. We saw it happen in Canada. See it happen in other parts of the country. The people are fed up. And it's like God is moving in different places in different ways. And what it took is to start to see how terrible sin is, how evil it is, how crooked it is, filthy it is. When people see that, and then they see how they're being treated, and they see it very clear by common sense, some of the things they're doing. You know, it's just like this so-called, you know, this war, and God had pray for the people in Ukraine, and, you know, the soldiers on both sides facing death daily, is here we are, they're supposed to be giving sanctions on Russia for what they're doing, and they're not going to start right away. And then on the other hand, we're buying oil. We're buying oil from Russia, the ones they're supposed to be trying to stop from doing what they're doing. I mean, it don't make no sense, does it? I mean, you would think you want to cut off their source of money and everything. But that's the world we're in. That's why we need to focus on the Lord. And that we need, like that song says, set us on fire, Lord, for you. Fill us up. Fill us up with your spirit. Empty, that we be emptied, and the spirit would fill us. And that has been happening to us as believers, because there's nowhere else to turn. There is no answers except Jesus. And it's like the early church, and that they depended upon the Lord. And they were being pursued, and they were being persecuted, even put in prison and killed. They were mocked and scoffed. And the same type things are happening, brothers and sisters. And that, like I said, it's exciting to see. Today, he pulled over, pulled over his window he wants to show. And brothers and sisters, I sit there for 10, 15 minutes and counted over 80 trucks. 80 trucks, and the thing, they say the convoy is over 30 miles long and growing and probably is bigger now. But it's not just the truck. They started, you know, the first part of it, but there's campers. There's people in cars, and there's people excited. And there's one to stand for freedom. You know, that's what I thought. It was not like standing behind a man, like, you know, there for a while with, you know, like with Trump. But it's standing for a reason. It's standing for a cause, like what started this nation. And we'll see what God does with it. I pray it's going to bring people to Christ more than anything. At least they're trying to do something, not just sitting and watching it all happen. Because we as believers, we're excited about Christ coming. But we're going to learn and understand we are to be a light and a witness. We've been called to be servants. As you're learning who you are in Christ, and God wants you to know that, then he wants to understand that we keep serving the Lord as we're excited about him coming, but we just don't sit and watch. But we serve. We do whatever God calls us to do, whatever place we're in. And that's very important. Hallelujah. We will trust the Lord in the times we're living, that there is, God is showing, you know, some grace. It was amazing. The other part of it, they said there'd be people that would try to come against them and stuff. But, yes, it could start the greatest revival. I think the main part of that is going to be in the tribulation, but after the rapture. But anyway, the Lord's doing it. He's doing it already in other countries, especially like Iran and places. I've heard tremendous testimonies. But that all the police and everybody's been, you know, working with them and helping them, making it go through and everything else and whatever state they've been in. It's been amazing to see the people are supporting them, that, yes, there needs to be a voice, because they are supposed to be the servants of the people, and that they're supposed to be working for us, not themselves, not their agenda or world order. But they're supposed to be on U.S. and the things that made this nation great. But at least people are standing up. And I know God will bless that. Ones that are standing up and standing for what he wants us to have is freedom through his son, Jesus. Amen. So anyway, praise God. So that's been pretty cool to watch. We'll see what happens. I know it's tough in these days and things that are happening, but that's part of it too. That's part of it too, that whatever we face, understand Jesus faced it before we did. And that whatever, how they came against him, they'll come against the ones that are true believers too. But when that comes, and the trials and the tests come, where is our faith? Where will we stand? Will we believe that when we stand, we're not alone, that the Lord is with us, and that there'll be peace within our hearts and whatever we go through or face? I believe so. Because God has been changing us. He has been molding us and making us in more Christ-like. And he's preparing us. Hallelujah. And that he has helped us grow and mature tremendously, especially in these last few years. Understanding and exposing how many of the religious and leaders of government are serving the fallen one and not the Lord God. And that we need to look to ones that are serving the Lord and pray and pray. That's important. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. We will move now to Sister Nett and what God's put on her heart. But yeah, it's good to just focus on some of the things that God's doing. Yeah. To encourage us. You know, that all is not lost, and we know it's not, because our God is, you know, he's totally in control, and they can't go no further than what he allows, and then nothing will totally happen until we, the restrainer inside us, will be removed. Then it'll be let go, and judgment and wrath will come.
Amen. Amen, sir. Praise God.
It's been pretty awesome to see that convoy and how many people are involved and, you know, this God-fearing people. And they're going, you know, go up there and try to get somebody to come out and listen to them.
Yeah. God will defeat, of course.
Amen.
Through God, we will defeat this mandate. It will go away.
Right.
Jesus
yeah. name. Oh, yeah. They've already started bringing down the mandates. The next thing they're going to bring is the climate thing. That's what they're going to bring next. Mm-hmm. You know, when one gets worn out or people make too much ruckus, then they move to something else. And
Because it's their plan.
Yeah,
it's their plan.
To rule
the world, yeah. But they cannot.
Go ahead.
The only comfort, we know that they won't, because the Lord is in control. It's not them.
Amen. I mean, it'll come about when we're taken out of here. I mean, for that very short time. But right now, he's still seeking out people, and he's with us for sure. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, bless you. You want to continue this, the worship and praise.
Oh,
tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
What's wrong? My background music is not, let me see.
I am will, but God has planned. I only know what is right hand. That's one who is my Savior. I take him at his word and Christ died to save me, this I read. And in my heart I find the faith of it to be my Savior. That he will live his ways all right and come with sinful man to die. You count it strength though once he died. Before I knew my Savior loved, my Savior lived, my Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loved, my Savior lived, my Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is. My God is always gonna be. His living, dying, let me bring. My strength, my soul is from this frame. That he who lives within my king once died to be my Savior. That he would leave his place on high and come with sinful man to die. You count it strange so once did I. Before I knew my Savior loved, my Savior lived, my Savior's always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loved, my Savior lived, my Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives. Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior is always there for me. My God, he was, my God, he is, my God is always gonna be. My Savior loves, my Savior lives, my Savior lives, my Savior loves, my Savior lives.
Thank you.
Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, for the reason He's come. With all creation I say, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Flashes of lightning and rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor stand there, glory and power be to You, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Wise and reason is to come. With all creation I say, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. Thank you.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you, sis. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. That's within our heart and our prayer. Amen. Thank you, sis, and we'll get back with you at the end, okay?
Okay, brother. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you, sis.
Amen. Well, praise God. We thank Sis Jeanette for that wonderful praise and worship, and that we come into the message and learning more about who we are in Christ, that He, Jesus Christ, has made all things new, within your life, each one of you born-again believers, one who believe and trust Jesus, that we learn that we are overcomers in Christ, that He's overcome everything that we face for all eternity, death, hell, and the grave. And through Christ, we have victory in the Lord Jesus. And we learned last week, we are the righteousness of God, that Christ has taken us from being sinful to righteous, and that God sees you this way, and that it's by who Christ is and what He has done, as we understand through His life and blood that He shed at the cross and rose again the third day, His life raised up to new life available for us. Now this week, we're going to learn a new thing, and that God wants you to know. Shalom there, Brother Russ. Bless you, brother. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, and Sis Relias. Bless you, sis, and Brother Jeremy. Glad all y'all be here. Praise God. Bless each one of you. Now we're going to learn something else that God wants you to know. And He wants you to know all this because there's messages coming about what we should be doing as sons and daughters of God. What should we be doing as He's called us, what He's called us to be doing. Amen? We are, here's the message, we are holy through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, and love from our loving Father, the Son of God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the mighty Holy Spirit. Amen. So as you see, the title of this message seems pretty heavy. Or how can this be as we see ourselves now? Well, brothers and sisters, that is the answer. We live by faith and not sight, even about ourselves. Amen? If we see ourselves from our human point of view, we know we do not in any ways consider ourselves holy. But when we see ourselves from God's point of view, which is by faith, then you get to see a whole new perspective in life we have now. Amen? What God says about us is truth. And what He has made us by His actions of love makes us who we are, like Him, holy. Only the Son of God makes us who we are by believing, trusting, and embracing Him. Who He really is as the Son of God, and as our personal Savior, and praise God, what He has done for us personally. Amen? You look at the perspective of yourself and the world and the fallen one. Their perspective, you are nothing and you're worthless. You need to be a slave and a prisoner forever. You're not worth living for or dying for. You should be used and abused to steal from and to hurt you, to make you sick and even die. This is the nature of the flesh, this world and the fallen one without Jesus Christ in your life. Even the best of all people in their own righteous act or religion fall short of God's standard, which is holy and perfect. Amen. Let's look. Romans 3:9-18. Well then, Are we Jews better off than they? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks, Gentiles, are under control of sin and the subject to its power. Slaves to it, understand. In prison, in chains, as it is written, and forever remains written, there is none righteous, none that meets God's standards, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they have become useless. There is none who does good. No, not one. The Holy Spirit, just like Christ, doesn't mess around. He gets to the heart of the matter. Their throat is an open grave. They habitually deceive with their tongue. The venom of the ass is beneath their lips. The venom of the serpent. Their mouth is full of cursing and in bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Have we seen that happen in our world? Daily. Their destruction and misery are in their path. And they have not none, the path of peace. There is no fear of God and his awesome power before their eyes. Doesn't matter who you are. No one in this simple flesh meets God's standards in themselves or even what they do. So the Apostle Paul is revealing how much a mess we are in. Remember, God's standard is perfection and be holy. Amen? So how can this happen in our lives? Is there hope for us? The answer, again, is the Son of God through his life and blood, Jesus Christ. Let's look. Oh, bless you, brother. Happy birthday. Praise God for Brother Russ. Bless you. Happy birthday. Romans 3, 21 through 26. Now, justification by faith. Now we've heard the situation where we're all in, and many are still. Verse 21, but now, the time we're living now, the time of the church, the time of grace. But now, the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed. Hallelujah. Independently and completely apart from the law, though it is actually confirmed by the law in the words and writings of the prophets. The righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all those Jew and Gentile. Good news. Good news. And what do they have to do? What is their part? Who believe and trust in him and acknowledge him as God's son. There is no distinction, since all have sinned and continually fall short of the glory of God, and we will until we have resurrected and glorified bodies and are being justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, made acceptable to God, praise God, and granted what? Eternal life. Because that's the line of life God gives. Not temporary, but eternal. As a gift by his precious, undeserved grace. Through the redemption, the payment for our sin. Did you know our sin had to be paid for? That God had to pay a ransom? And the demand was blood? The blood of the Son of God as God and man? Which is provided in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly before the eyes of the world, high and lifted up on a cross on top of a hill called a skull, almost putting his cross into the skull of death and defeating death, hell, and taking our sin and destroying the power of sin of the enemy. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. glory to his name, whom God displayed before the eyes of the world as a life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation, propitiation by his blood, thank you, Jesus, to be received through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, which demands punishment for sin. See, that had to be taken care of. That's all. Every one of us are facing it. We don't deserve what God gave us. We haven't earned it. No matter what people say. He's made it happen. We need to know our place, which demands punishment for sin. Because of his forbearance, his deliberate restraint, he passed over the sins previously committed before Jesus' crucifixion. It was to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, right now too, not just past, present and future, so that he would be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus and rely confidently on him as Savior. Hallelujah. God covers it all. Everything, every little speck washed in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away your sin? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. This righteousness of God comes through faith in Jesus Christ for all those Jew and Gentile who believe and trust him and acknowledge him as God's Son. Amen. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, makes us who we are in him. When we have faith in him and born again by the Holy Spirit of God, you become like our Savior in God. Amen? You have to, brothers and sisters, to be saved and have eternal life and be able to come into your Father's presence in heaven. Amen? 1 Peter 1:13-16. A lot of people take this one scripture out of context. They need to read in context, precept upon precept, to know how this really happened. 1 Peter 1:13-16 says, "So prepare your mind for action. Be completely sober in spirit, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually moral, alert. Fix your hope completely on the grace of God that is coming to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Live as obedient children of God. Do not be conformed to the evil desires which governed you in your ignorance." Well, you're not ignorant no more. The Holy Spirit has revealed the truth. Honestly, he's revealed the truth to the whole world. Before you knew the requirements and the transforming power of the good news regarding salvation. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world, and that's what holy means, by your godly character and moral courage. Because it is written, "You shall be holy, set apart, for I am holy," that you are like your Savior. You're like your God Creator wanted you to be through Christ. Isn't that amazing? "You shall be holy, set apart, for I am holy." He makes you who you are. Again, as we all have been learning and knowing who we are in Christ, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy, holy yourselves. Be who you are in Christ in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world. Be different than the world. We are in the world, but born-again believers, we are not of this world anymore. Did you know that holy really means be set apart from the world system ran by by the ruler of this world, Satan, the world's ways and thoughts. So how can we truly be holy, set apart? By your godly character and moral courage given to us by our faith in Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we receive this life and character of God, which makes us holy. Nothing of our own selves, except to believe and trust God is true to his word and promises, and we know he is. Amen? So we will look at what the word of God says about being holy, and even more personal through God's word, holy in Christ. Amen? As the Holy Spirit leads. Definition of holy: dedicated or devoted to service of God, the church, having spirituality, pure quality. This clearly gives us who we are in Jesus Christ, set apart for the life and service for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now by God's mighty word of truth, Psalm 34, verse 9. Oh, reverently fear the Lord, you his saints, believers, holy ones. For to those who fear him, there is no want. Fear the Lord, you his saints, believers, holy ones. Amen. Psalm 43, verse 3. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places. How can we get to God's holy hill and his dwelling places? The answer is in this scripture. God's light is his son, Jesus Christ, lighting the way to be saved and have eternal life, which makes you holy. Amen? God's truth, again, his son, Jesus Christ, is the only way, truth, and life. No one comes to God, the Father's holy hill and dwelling places, without him, Jesus Christ. Amen? So last week we learned that righteousness dwells in heaven. So you have to be made righteous. The same we are learning this week. We have to be holy. Holy too. Amen? Psalm 77, verse 13. Your way, O God, is holy, far from sin and guilt. What God is great like our God? God's way, and should be our way now, is holy, far from sin and guilt. Amen? Jesus Christ has put it all, Jesus Christ has put it all from us by his life and blood. Hallelujah. He has put it far from us, is what I was going to, but far from us by his life and blood. What little g God is great like our God? Let me think. None. Not one. Amen. Psalm 97, verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous ones, those whose moral and spiritual integrity places them in right standing with God, and praise him and give him thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. So part of us being righteous in our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, makes us holy. Those whose moral and spiritual integrity places them in right standing with God. When you are there, you have much praise and thanks to him in his holy name. You see, brothers and sisters, through him, Jesus Christ, you have met the standard God requires, which is holy. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, and we are all learning and knowing, God does not see you by sight that we see, but he sees us by who his Son has made us into a new creation. Not the old dead sinful person we were, but now righteous, perfect, and holy. Not by sight, brothers, sisters, but by faith. Amen? Even your own self. See yourself as God sees you and is telling us and teaching us tonight. Amen? I think many of us struggle with this because we are looking at ourselves from our seeing eyes of this flesh. But we need to see ourselves through our spiritual eyes of our Father. Amen? Of course, with this, nothing prideful or arrogant, but humble and thankful to the Lord Jesus daily. He makes us who we are. Amen? Matthew 11, verse 3. As for me, speaking of John the Baptist, I baptize you with water because of your repentance, that is, because of your willing to change your inner self, your old way of thinking, reject sin, and live a changed life. But he, the Messiah, who is coming after me, is mightier, more powerful, more noble than I, whose sandals I am not worthy removed, even as his slave. He will baptize you, truly, he will baptize you who truly repent with the Holy Spirit, and you who remain unrepentant with fire judgment. Psalm 24, verse 3 through 6. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to what is, nor has sworn oaths deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and his righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation description of those who diligently seek him and require as their greatest need, who seek your face even as did Jacob. By faith, and who makes us that way but Christ? True repentance comes only one way, not through flesh, your flesh, or works, or religious tradition, or even being repetitive. Only through the life of God, the power of God to change life, the Holy Spirit, to make you truly alive and holy like Jesus Christ. Amen? John 14, 17 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. Oh, hallelujah. So our Savior, Jesus Christ, is telling us about the way to salvation and the new life we have in him by faith. The Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, he makes us who we are in Christ. But you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be with you. So just like God has told us and commanded us to be saved and have eternal life, you are holy too. Amen. Hallelujah. The last portion of the scripture will be in you. Who will be in you, brothers and sisters? the very life and presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the very life of God in us. Are you kidding me? When you look at ourselves, no fancy temple or building, you see this broken, corruptible flesh? How can this be? Not by sight, by faith. Let's look. Oh, glory to his name. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you collectively and individually? Hallelujah. The real you, the new you, you who are born again, brought to life, your inner man or heart, this is where God dwells. You see, without you being made holy, this could not happen. But praise God, we are. So he dwells in us now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, brothers and sisters, God cannot and will not dwell in dead and sinful created beings or his created children. You must be born again by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow. Some powerful truths coming out tonight. So by our faith in the Son of God, the Eternal One, Jesus Christ, and born by his Spirit, we meet God's standard, which is holy. And he, our God and Savior, dwells in us forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The next three scriptures have a common eternal truth. Amen. John 14, verse 26. But the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything I've told you. Bring this word alive, right? Remember, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the very life, character, and power of God. So when he comes and lives in your heart, then you are holy forever. Amen? John 16, verse 7. But I tell you a truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if you do not go away, the helper, comforter, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him, the Holy Spirit, to be in close fellowship with you. Amen? Not distant, but close. He will lead us into all truth. He will help us grow in our relationship and fellowship with our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, the main thing about being holy is not being pious. And look at me thing, it is being set apart and be like Christ. John 16, 14 says, he will glorify and honor me, not themselves, or not ourselves. He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. We will do the same with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit who makes us holy forever. Praise his name. 1 Corinthians 1:2. To the church of Corinth, or to now the church in these last days, to those sanctified, set apart, made holy in Christ Jesus, nothing of ourselves, in Christ Jesus, who are selected and called as saints, God's people, together with all those who are in this, in every place, call on and honor the name of the Lord Jesus and their Lord in arms. To the church of God, now for such a time as this, to those sanctified, set apart, made holy in Christ Jesus, who are selected and called as saints, people made holy, because now you are truly God's people, his children. Amen? 2 Corinthians 1, verse 22. It is he who has also put his seal on us. That is, he has appropriated us and certified us as his. Oh, hallelujah. You have a new direction. You have a new name. You have an address. Hallelujah. And he has given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a pledge, like a security deposit, to guarantee the fulfillment of his promise of eternal life. The only way to have eternal life is you have to be from sinful and dead and made holy and alive. This has happened in our lives when each of us responded to the Holy Spirit when he told us who we were without him, the Son of God in our hearts and in life, Jesus Christ, that we were sinners and lost and dead in our sin, and that was our destiny forever. We believed him to make us who we are now, to be saved and have God's life, eternal life, a holy life. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5. Now he who has made us and prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Holy Spirit as a pledge, a guarantee, a down payment on the fulfillment of his promise. Now he has made us and prepared us for this very purpose is God, not ourselves, not religion, not a pope, not a pastor, not an imam, not a rabbi, God himself. The Holy Spirit and our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, makes us who we are, holy in the sight of the Lord and ready for eternity, a guarantee on the fulfillment of his promise. Amen? That should get you excited. That should lift you up and encourage you to know who you really are in Christ, what he has done, that the word is truth. Galatians 5, verse 5. For we are not relying on the law, but through the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit, by faith, are waiting confidently for the hope of righteousness, the completion of our salvation, hallelujah, the day of redemption. You're not perfect and holy by keeping the law, or trying to be perfect in our flesh. It is only through our faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy One comes in us and dwells and lives in us, the Holy Spirit. Amen? Now, as I say this, know this, your old way of living or doing things should be changing, because you are not the same anymore. You are a new creation. And by faith, you are perfect and holy. Do not listen to the lies of Satan and man saying you have to keep yourself perfect in your own actions and life. Let me tell you, no way you can. Jesus Christ makes us who we are, not ourselves. Remember, live by faith in the Son of God and his word empowered by the Holy Spirit and not man's way by sight. Amen? For the hope, our blessed hope, is coming. Then fulfillment, the completion of our salvation, will be the day of redemption when all of God's will and purpose for us will be done for the new resurrected, holy, and glorified body to go home in. Amen? Hallelujah. Now that's the truth of God's word. Glory to his name. Praise his name. When we understand that when he speaks, his word is truth, and what it says about us is truth. Galatians 5, verse 16. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. Then you will certainly not carry out the desire of your sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his purposes, his precepts. He's talking to believers. This is possible. You can do this by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Brothers and sisters, this is the only way we can live and have a holy lifestyle through the Holy Spirit and his word. Amen? That's why the enemy wants us distracted. That's why he wants us to be focused on all that's happening in the world and all what's going on this way and going on that way and the sleight of hand and the lies and deceptions and get too caught up in it or get distracted. We have to be focused. We have to be seeking and ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and show us more. Want more of you, God. Want more. More of you, God. More of your word. More of your guidance. More of your truth. Galatians 5, verse 25. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage, and our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we have this. This is part of who you are now. It really is. Remember, I said walk by faith and not sight. Live by faith and not sight. This is what he says. This is what the Holy Spirit is telling us. That you have personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage. Now, in these old corruptible bodies of flesh, we have to grow and mature. But it's given to us because it's part of the life of God who lives in us now. Hallelujah. At one time, I always wondered about this. How can I meet this standard? Well, I have some freeing truth for you. We can't in ourselves. Doesn't matter how hard we try. It is only through the life and blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and born again by the Holy Spirit. We have to humble ourselves and believe and trust what God's word truly says about us. Remember, not by sight, but by faith. Believe what the Holy Spirit is revealing to us for such a time as this. God's word is truth, and he is the one who makes us who we are, not ourselves. Not focus on us, not our name and life. All glory to God, all glory to Jesus Christ, amen. When you get a hold of that and know we depend on him and what his word empowered by the Holy Spirit commands us to believe and follow, then your life will have such peace and hope. Because, brothers and sisters, it is true. You are holy because he is holy, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoice and know who you are in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise his name and know who you are in Christ. Oh, don't go around saying, oh, I'm a dirty, rotten old sinner saved by grace. No, you're more than that. Oh, you're more than that. Hallelujah. You are son or daughter of the Most High God, that you are righteous and that you are holy and perfect in the eyes of the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ, not ourselves, not any kind of self-righteous ideas or ways, but it's all because of Christ and that we are humble and be like him and give all glory to our Father and to the Son and to the mighty Holy Spirit. But this is real. By faith, this has happened. Remember, not by sight, but by faith, this has happened. And God lives in you. You are the temple of your God and Creator. You are the temple of the Most High God. He lives within us. Praise his name. And in his perfect way and time, the total completion of our redemption and salvation will be complete when this body's changed. And then you'll see who you are. Just like I told you, the Father has revealed that you are like when Jesus was transfigured in his eyes. Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. We were at one time dirty, rotten old sinners, but we're not no more. Know the truth of the word. Hearing people say that I'm a gay Christian, or that I'm a whatever it is, you know, different things. No. You're a born-again believer. You don't add what you were plus being a Christian. You're a new creation. That old life is gone. If you're truly born again, you don't want to live that way no more. Now, God deals with us. And that will happen in his way and time in each person's life. But eventually, you're going to become more Christ-like if you're truly a born-again believer. 1 Peter 1:2-5. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace, that special sense of spiritual well-being, be yours, increasing abundant as you walk closely with God. Blessed, gratefully praised and adored, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his abundant and boundless mercy, has caused us to be born again. That is, to be reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and set apart for his purpose, to a ever-living hope. How many people need that in the days we live? And confident assurance through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Tomb's empty. Hallelujah, praise God. Born anew into inheritance, which is what? Imperishable. Oh, hallelujah. Again, another eternal truth of our eternal mighty God. Beyond the reach of change and undefiled and unfading, thank you, Lord, reserved in heaven for you. Hallelujah. Who being protected and shielded by the power of God through your faith for salvation that is ready to be revealed for you in this last time, right now. Hear the word of the Lord and what he is saying to us. Good word, sis, as led by the Holy Spirit. Praise God, that is a powerful one. I don't know if I have it on. I've done that one. I might have that one, but I'm going to write that down. That is so powerful for the time we're living. I would encourage you to write that one down. That's right. That's right from the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit to say where we're at for such a time as we're living right now. And take heed and know who you are in Christ. Powerful word. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, sis. Very powerful. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians 1, verse 4. Just in his love, just as in his love, he chose us in Christ. Isn't that amazing? Just as in his love. How were you chosen? Because God loves you. He chose you in Christ. Actually selected us for himself. Can you imagine that? As his own. Well, he's the creator. Truthfully. Before the foundation of the world. Before the world. I mean, that blows you away. You think about what God knows. What's happening. So that we would be holy. That is. Consecrated. Set apart for him. Purpose driven. You know, your life really don't have no purpose until you come to faith in Christ. Sort of like a tumbleweed. Just bouncing around and being blown by the wind. Tossed to and fro. Like waves crashing. And blameless in his sight in love. Purpose-driven, blameless in his sight in love. So that we would be holy, that is, consecrated. Amen? Set apart, number two, set apart for him from this flesh and world. Amen? Number three, purpose-driven. His will and purpose for our life. Amen? Number four, blameless in his sight. Isn't that amazing? You're found not guilty. As you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, you're whiter than snow before the Father. You are, brothers and sisters, in Christ, blameless, not guilty, made in right standing, holy. Amen? Number five, in love, God, everlasting, eternal love. Amen. Well, well, God expressing his marvelous grace he has for all of us who believe and trust him. Amen. Glory to God. Powerful words. The Lord is speaking, but he wants to lift you up and strengthen you and encourage you and to know who you are in Christ. Well, well, hallelujah. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and as a result, believed in him, when the Holy Spirit spoke to you, were stamped. Oh, Lord, we're stamped. Of the seal of the promise, Holy Spirit, the one promised by Christ as owned and protected by God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, like God's stamp of approval, stamped holy as owned and protected by God forever. Keep your hands off, devil. We're God's property. But more than that, he don't keep us as slaves. He makes us heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Like they knew when they was talking this way, the kind of things of what happened as people that were slaves and they were set free because of the love of the ones who owned them and said, you should not be a slave, but you should be like my son or daughter. This is what God has done. And that you were free from a very evil taskmaster that would hit you hard with his whip and keep you in chains and keep you bound up and put heavy loads on you. The Lord came and set you free, praise God. Hallelujah. powerful. What we are learning and knowing now, how the Holy Spirit is revealing who we truly are through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, amen? Now, we'll even make it more personal about being holy in Christ. Glory to God, amen? So glory to the Lord. Someone get excited. Someone shout. Someone praise the Lord. Romans 15, verse 16. To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, I minister as a priest. As a priest, the gospel of God, the good news from God, in order that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable to him, sanctified, made holy, set apart for his purpose by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As the Apostle Paul, and for us, brothers and sisters, made holy and set apart for his purpose by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But it is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, revealing his plan of salvation. Remember, it says in John, Jesus is a living word of God. And as people, you have to have the Holy Spirit for it to be revealed, what it really means. A lot of times, you're listening to people, you're just getting secondhand news. And usually they're what they interpret it to be, and still the interpretation of the mighty Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Be discerning and wise. Because revealing his salvation and righteousness. And what is righteousness? Making us acceptable to God. And sanctification, making us holy and setting us apart for God. And redemption, providing our ransom from the penalty for sin. You see, people that keep saying, oh, you've got to do this and that in your flesh. Or, oh, it's not enough. We've got to go into tribulation and face this. They will never come to the place of knowing they're right with God. Because that's how the flesh is. It's never satisfied. So if anyone is bringing that kind of message, or bringing a message of works plus what Christ did, or do all this plus what Christ did, I wouldn't listen to them because I don't believe they're hearing the Holy Spirit. Because Christ has done it. And he makes you who you are. Now the other part about dealing with this flesh, when we messed up and sin, our temptation and sin, that's growing and maturing. But what Christ has done is taken you from being sinful to righteous. And as I told you before, it's not by sight. It's by faith. And that the completion of our redemption will happen when we won't deal with this old body no more. It's coming very soon. What a glorious day it will be. As the one when we came to Christ is the most glorious day in our life. This day is coming. It's going to be not as glorious, but pretty close to it. Because that will be the time when you will see who you really are in Christ totally. That you will be like your Savior. That you will be resurrected and glorified. Oh, hallelujah. And you'll be able to fly away because you won't be weighed down by this old flesh no more. Hallelujah. You'll be like brilliant light, shining bright and free and able to move at tremendous speed and whatever God wants you to do. It is nothing like this life. It is much more. Thank you, Lord, for giving us just a small glimpse of it. Hallelujah. I pray that the brothers and sisters here tonight are seeing what you're showing me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, that we want that. Oh, yes, Lord, that we could see ourselves and we're resurrected and glorified and to encourage us and to lift us up and know that day is coming because you have promised and you keep your word and promises, hallelujah. And the times we live in, it is getting closer and closer for sure. Oh, Lord, we're grateful. Hallelujah. Oh, that we won't be weighed down by this old world and this flesh. Because you have who you've made us. Who you've made us. Making us acceptable to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And sanctification, making us holy and set us apart from God. You have to be that way. Not one little speck of sin can come in the presence of God. And redemption, providing our ransom for the penalty for sin. That there had to be a ransom paid for you and me, brothers and sisters. The ransom had to be paid for our sin. Hallelujah. And it was by the blood of the Son of God. His blood poured out so that we could be ransomed and redeemed and set free and saved. And praise God, 3 days later, rose again the third day to bring forth that we could be resurrected and glorified. And the greatest thing of God's grace, which every seem like so many people try to say, no way, is the kind of life that he gives, eternal life. Hallelujah. Know the truth of God's word over any man or woman, what they say. Be sure it's lined up with God's truth and be not deceived, the Lord Jesus said, because there's deception left and right. There really is. Oh, hallelujah. I would pray that you seek the Lord and the Holy Spirit narrow down what you listen to and make more time for yourself to study his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has made us holy and set us apart for God. Praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. The presence of the mighty Holy Spirit is here. Glory to the Lord tonight. Praise his name. Whoo, I know where this is. Yeah, I know this is. I'm surprised I didn't write it down, but I know where this is because this is powerful. Do believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 9-11. There you go, 9-11. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Do you not know? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit or have any share of the kingdom of God? Question that Paul's asking. The church. But he's saying it to all people. Because it's truth. Remember, you have to be righteous to dwell in a place of righteousness, of heaven in the presence of the Father, okay? And then here he is again. And here, this is like Jesus said, and here's Paul saying, do not be deceived. Neither the sexual immoral, nor idolaters, or idolaters, nor effeminate by perversion, nor those participating in homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, whose words are used as weapons to abuse, insult, humiliate, intimidate, or slander, nor swindlers will inherit or have any share of the kingdom of God, because that's the very nature. They are not born again. They do not have the nature of God and character of God by faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit. This is their lifestyle. And they ain't going to get near the kingdom of God without Christ. Because that has to be taken care of. That sin will be judged. You don't want to be this kind of person. No, no. You want to be what he's getting ready to talk about. In verse 11, and such were some of you, each one of us, whatever place that was, whatever we was involved in, whatever kind of lifestyle, it was sinful, it was wicked, it was rebellion against our God and Creator who gave us life. And such were some of you before you believed. But you were washed. Oh, hallelujah. Understand where we were and who we are now and where we are now. But you were washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. Hallelujah. But you were sanctified, set apart from God, for God, and made holy. He was telling the Corinthians, he's telling us, don't be like the world. Don't live like the world. You're a new creation. Look to heaven and heavenly things. Look to the character of God. Know what kind of fruit is produced by the Holy Spirit in you. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, control. That is part of who you are in Christ now. Hallelujah. You are justified. What does justified mean? Declared free of guilt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, only him, and in the Holy Spirit of our God. How important it is what Christ said, faith alone in him and born again by the Spirit. Here it is, the source of the believer's new life and change behavior. You can have the label of Christian all you want. You can be very religious and so self-righteous or whatever, but you're still a lost sinner. Only Jesus and what happens in your life for what he has done is what matters. And the only thing that will matter and be accepted by the Father is what who his Son is and what his Son has done in your life personally. Know this now. And such were some of you before you believed. But now you are washed by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. You are sanctified and set apart for God and made holy. Amen. What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, gracious is the flow that makes as white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, it is not by what we do in this flesh, the seen, but by our faith is who we are. None of us are perfect in ourselves. And we will deal with this flesh, temptation, even sin, until the day of redemption. But know this truth. You are known, but know this truth. You are known this way by your God and your Father in heaven. You who believe and trust Jesus, it is not by sight who determines who we are. It is by our faith in the Son of God, who he is and what he has done. This is what our Father sees. This is what our Father sees us in his eyes. Be at peace and have hope, because we were all such as all these sinful ways in character. But now, oh hallelujah, but now, right now, and for all eternity, through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, you are made holy. Amen. So powerful in so powerful and humble, what the Holy Spirit is showing us and teaching us. I pray we all get a hold of this and quit believing the lies of men and religion and the lies of the fallen one. Amen. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:17, by the word of God, hear what God has done in your life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, are you in Christ? Then this is for you. That is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as what? Savior. He is a new creation. You're new. Brand new. Hallelujah. Reborn. Renewed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The old thing, the previous moral and spiritual condition have passed away. You're not a dirty old sinner no more. Behold, new things have come. Spiritual awakening brings new life. God's life, hallelujah, brings a new life like Christ, which is a holy life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy 1:9. For he delivered us and saved us and called us. You see, all this is past tense. This is already done. You understand that by anything you know of grammar and what the Spirit of God is showing us and know what we understand. He delivered us. He saved us. He called us. With what? A holy calling. A call that leads to consecrated life. A life set apart. A life of purpose. Oh, hallelujah. And then he goes on to tell you what else. Not because of our works. Or because of any personal merit. Nope. We could do nothing to earn this. And we don't deserve it either. But because of his own purpose and grace. His amazing undeserved favor. Which was granted to us in Christ Jesus, listen to this, before the world began, eternal ages ago, God got this. He's had it for before the world began. That's far beyond our understanding, far beyond our understanding. But it's true. What kind of calling, brothers and sisters? What kind of calling we as believers have? A holy calling. A calling that leads to the life set apart. Life of purpose. God's holy life and purpose. Amen? Glory to the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:14. Guard with the greatest care and keep unchanged the treasure. Unchanged. That stays the same. Truth of God's word, that precious truth it is, which has been entrusted to you and me, each of us. That is the good news about salvation through the personal faith in Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, that we bring it like God wants it brought through the help of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Oh, hallelujah. You see, our salvation and the life that God gives, which is holy, does not come without personal faith in the Son of God, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Amen? Hebrews 10:10. In accordance with the will of God, we who believe in the message of salvation have been what? sanctified. That is, set apart as holy for God and his purposes. Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed once for all. Hallelujah. It is finished. It is done. The telestai. Glory to God for the salvation and the redemption of mankind. God has made it possible. God has fulfilled what he said he will fulfill for redemption and salvation and life for all who call upon him. It's available for all of God's children, all living and breathing right now. I pray you know Jesus personally. You have to. Wow. Set apart as holy for God and his purposes. Amen. 1 Peter 2, verse 5. You, believers, I'm talking to you, like living stone, are being built up into what? A spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices, not physical, but spiritual, that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. So where does God dwell in us? You believers, like living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood. The completion of this is a day of redemption when we are given new, resurrected, and glorified bodies. Then we will be completely holy and fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter 3, verse 15, glory to God. But in your heart, set Christ apart as holy, acknowledging him, giving him first place in your life as Lord. Always be ready to give a logical defense to anyone who asks you to account for the hope and confident assurance elicited by faith that is within you. You do it with gentleness and respect. But in your heart, set Christ apart as holy, giving him first place in your life as Savior and Lord. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? So what a powerful message, knowing we are holy through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who he is personally in our lives and hearts, and what he has done personally for us and all of his created children. God wants us to be with him and live with him and living in us as we live and breathe now. Amen? So by the word of truth, that is, what he has done, for each of us has to choose to welcome and accept all he has done because of his love for us. I pray everyone listening tonight in the archives, through the life and blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, make you like him, which you have to become, to come into God's presence, even now and for all eternity. You are holy because he is holy in you. Amen. Now, I'll finish this powerful eternal truth with these three scriptures. Two, from our Savior's personal prayer to the Father for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Based on this ministry that God gave me and my wife, Sister Brenda. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in truth. Set apart for your purposes, make them holy. Your word is truth. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us, the people, to know the living word of God will make you holy. Jesus. Three things he asks for each of us who believe and trust him as Savior. Number one, sanctify them in truth, because that's how you are. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, set them apart for your purposes. Amen. And number three, make them holy. Amen. And then John 17:19 says, for their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will. I set apart myself, Father, to do your will, so that they also may be sanctified, set apart, dedicated, made holy in your truth. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all eternity what our glorious Savior did for us. As he prayed this, he was himself make this happen. Let's look. Colossians 1:22. Yet Christ has now reconciled you to God in his physical body through death, in order to present you before the Father holy and blameless, beyond reproach. Amen forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To find out where that one goes. The page got moved around. There it is. All right. Hallelujah. Appropriate song, holy. Amen. Appropriate song. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Worship. Bow before the Lord God. Holy. Holy is the Lord. He makes us who we are. Hallelujah. We are holy through him. Hallelujah. Glory. Focus on him. Thank him for who he is and what he's done in our life to make us who we are now. One look on your face, just one glance of your eyes, my whole world is changed. My whole world is changed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, to seek only to see your face. I don't want to go anywhere without God, your presence. Oh, let me see your face, the beauty of your holiness, God. Take me into the holy place. There's only one word that commands. Hallelujah. There's only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Hallelujah. Holy. Holy Lord, God Almighty, yes, Lord. Holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Glorious and mighty. for who he is and what he has done. And only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. There's only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. And only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Hallelujah, Lord. There's only one word comes to mind. There's only one word to describe. Hallelujah. Holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. Holy, holy Lord, God Almighty. There is no one like you. You are holy, holy. There is none one like you. You are holy, holy. Holy. Holy Lord, God Almighty, holy, holy Lord, Lord God Almighty, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Take us in tonight into your presence, Lord, that we're able to come. Holy, holy Lord. God Almighty, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, amen. Yes, we can come into the presence of the Lord. He's made us who we are. In right standing, holy and perfect, to come into his presence. Hallelujah, for all eternity. Glory to his name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He has. He has. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glorious. Take us, Lord. Hallelujah.
There is no one like you. You are holy, holy. There is no one like you. You are holy, holy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise our Lord and our God. our glorious Savior and King. Yes. Hallelujah. Know who we are in you, Lord. As you reveal your truth through your word, by the mighty Holy Spirit, that we grow and mature and know who we are in you. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship. Yes. Marked with his holiness. Remember, you're stamped. You're sealed. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Carriers of your presence. Carry of his presence in us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy Lord, Lord God Almighty, holy, holy Lord, Lord God Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's made us who we are, brothers and sisters. And then the other part, from the inside out, is how he's changing us. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. A thousand times faithful remains. I should stumble again. I'm caught in your grief. Everlasting, your light will shine on all else faith. Never ending. Your glory goes beyond all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will above all else, purpose remains. The art of losing myself. In bringing you praise everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory comes beyond all things. My heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. This is what's happened in our life as born-again believers. Nothing to do about salvation. That's happened. God's had that. God's made that happen. Now we're growing and maturing.
Health is remain. The art of losing myself in bringing your praise everlasting. Your light will shine one all else faith never ending. Your glory goes beyond all things.
This is only for believers. Hallelujah.
Though I give you control, transform me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory gone beyond all things. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace to love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all things. The cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside, Lord, my soul cries. So south everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all things. The cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord, my soul cries out. Cried out, my Lord. Cried out, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Praise God. One more song that was so powerful. Hallelujah. The presence of the Spirit was mighty at our little church. That I want you to know of this praise. Worship and that God can turn it around. Oh, hallelujah now. Somebody get excited. He can. He can change all situations around. He can make all things new. Oh, praise his name. Worship the name of Jesus. I'm praising God. Turn this thing around. God turned it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. Hallelujah. I'm calling on the name that changes everything. God turned it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praying God come and turn this thing around. God turned it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. Hallelujah. I'm calling on the name. Hallelujah. It changes everything. Amen. God turned it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. Because all of my hope
is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. Turn it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. Hallelujah. God turned it around. God turned it around. God turned it around. Amen. Know this. He's up to something. He is. But he's doing something right now. He is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. He is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now, right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now, right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now, right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now, right, I hope, is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. That breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. And around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Amen. Turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. Amen. He has in every one of our lives. And he continues. Because that's who he is. And that's the kind of love he has. Whatever situation you're in, whatever you're facing, God will turn it around because he loves you. And it'll be in his perfect way in time, but it'll be perfect. And that you will grow and mature through whatever it is you're going through. And we all have grown and matured in the times we have lived, especially in these last 3 years or 2 years, going on three now. What the world has changed. But we should not be surprised because the Lord said the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth. Well, to reveal the truth, we've got to be in it. And when we start seeing things happen and seeing more and what was going on and how the government was acting, how the prideful, self-righteous religious leaders, just like in Jesus' day, were acting, we knew something was up. And we understood what Jesus said about be not deceived. Understand how subtle and sneaky and crafty the enemy is, and the ones who serve him. But the Lord was not cut off guard. If anything, it was many of us, in that we know what the Lord told us it would be like. But we didn't think it would be, but it was, even more. And now, we have grown and matured. Now we're more, not woke, but awake and alert. And know the times that we're living. That we've been called to be servants of the Lord. That we've been called to be the light in this world. That people need to see the light. To have any hope. And have the life that God wants for them. As all that, they're only one breath away. And that breath is in God's hand. Hallelujah to his name. Well, praise God. Powerful tonight. Very powerful
And the scripture that God has revealed, and this one right now still in the chat room, is absolutely powerful and amazing. And that the Lord is saying, take this one to heart. And understand that as it was for the people that were facing the Colosseum, it is for you, my children, now, for such a time as you live, as you look for my glorious coming, for I am coming for you, for I am a God of truth, and I am a God of promises because of my love, and that I am coming. And fulfill the blessed hope. You, my children, you, my special one, you, my born again, glorious sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Praise his name. As the Lord is speaking tonight tremendously in word and song by his spirit and wants us to know who we are. And now we do know who we are. And as the Lord leads, I believe the next thing we'll learn is what we need to be doing as we wait for his coming, as we live in this life and have a cause, have a ministry, have a calling, what we are supposed to be doing as the Spirit leads. Amen? All right, well, praise God. As we come into this time for prayer, a new prayer request from us, from Sister Brenda, is pray for Wayne and Patsy. The people that Sis Brenda take care of, that they're older folk, they're older people, excuse me. And Patsy, she's a sister in Christ. She fell, and we're praying for healing for her. I wonder where I was writing. She fell. And we pray for healing for her and Wayne. And we pray for them to be renewed and strengthened and comforted. We continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine and even more what Jeanette has shared and revealed, how terrible such evil and wickedness is happening, and we need to pray, and that God would intervene and turn it around. Amen? And that there is tremendous testimonies of miracles coming out as Ukrainians and the ones that are praying in churches and people on the battlefield seeing God intervene. Because that's who he is, especially if you're a believer and that he's watching out for them. I know one pastor talking about that bombs were coming down where they were worshiping, praising, but the bombs never hit. The bombs, like, just disappeared in thin air. And they gave the Lord more and more praise. And the people said, you know, where'd the bombs go? Our God is greater than the weapons of man. And he told them that the weapons of this man, of man and of the enemy, no weapon formed against us would prosper as they held on to the word and people came and others are coming to Christ because of what God is doing and is able to do. Hallelujah. Amen. So we pray about that. Sis Connie, is any update? Is your son helping you out? Sergio, I do believe. Hallelujah. Amen, he does. Amen, he does. That's right, Brother Joseph. Amen, he does. He does. You know, you think about it. You look at Paul's life and you say, you know, how in the world, you know? But he wasn't, his life was not taken. Okay, we'll keep praying then, sis. And if he does it, that God provides for you. That God provides for you. Because that's the promise of his word, that God will provide for whatever, what has to be paid. And that he'll get a hold of your son and he'll show him the way to live and be and to show respect toward you as his mother. But yeah, it's definitely, it's amazing what the Lord does. Sis Walk in Faith asks us to pray for her daughter, Tina, and that God's love will conquer her anger and hate toward him, because I know it can. And if we're praying for Brother Joseph for healing for his teeth and his bones, would the bones would be replaced, the material would be replaced, and it will blow away and be amazing to the doctors, and Brother Joseph will tell them, my God, he did this, my creator. Hallelujah. We'll pray for that. As he's facing the surgery, and we pray that God intervenes. Hallelujah. And, Sis Connie, about your taxes, how's that going? Any news on that? We'll continue to pray until you get an answer or God intervenes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any other new prayer requests tonight, brothers and sisters, other than the one that I shared? And we continue for Dylan and his family. Are they looking for a home and for wisdom and guidance and blessing of the Lord for them? Dylan and Yuzara and our little great-granddaughter, Scarlett. And continue to pray for Bobby and for the grandkids of Gracie, Michaela, and Brandon, and that they all would see the Lord like we see him. I would think in the pray, it's getting near my daughter's having a baby too, so I guess I would ask you for praying that too. Pray for my daughter, Emma, getting ready to have a baby, her first. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Any other prayer requests? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, sis. I appreciate it. I thank God for all your prayers. We need them so much in these days, and that we can sense them or feel them or whatever you want to call it in the spirit. That as we pray and the Holy Spirit intercedes and he passes it on, one minister was saying he passes it on to Jesus, and then he prays. So it's covered very clear, and I'm sure it happens instantly, for our God knows about our salvation eternal ages before. I mean, he knows our hearts and what we're going through and what we're facing too. And our lives is in his hands. And his hands are loving and eternal. No one can snatch us out of God's hands. No one. No man. No created being. Nothing. As it says in Romans 8 and in John 10. And some people say, what if I jump out of God's hands? Well, if you're God's child, he'll pursue you. And he's with you anyway. I don't know why anybody want to jump out of God's hands if you really know him. If anybody says that, I don't know. I know you can get pretty far down as a believer, but the Lord is with us wherever we're at. Okay? Amen. 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 That's awesome, sis. Praise God. It just seemed like it's telling us more about a wedding that's coming. A glorious wedding in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, we better go to the Lord in prayer so we can leave some time for Sis Jeanette to finish up with a beautiful song that God's put on her heart. Father, we thank you and honor you tonight. Lord, we're humble and blown away by the truth of your word and what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us. Understanding who we are in you and what you have done to make it happen. Because of your love, your mercy, and your grace. Because we all matter to you. We're very grateful, Lord, of what you revealed in teaching us, and that we grow and mature and understand who we are in Christ. And that we are in the place and right standing with you, Father, because of your Son, Jesus. We bow and worship and honor him, a name that's above all names that you said, Lord. No name is greater than your Son, Jesus Christ, because he is the one who has brought salvation and eternal life, that he fulfilled everything you asked him to do, and that we would be humble and obey and honor you, Lord. Honor you, Father, by following your Son and follow his example. Lord God, we pray for each of these prayer requests, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, for continue that you would touch and heal Brother Joseph, and that you would create new bone material in his mouth and take away any extra teeth, and that you would heal him, and that you can make a way, Lord, and he'll be a walking testimony. Father, we pray for Walking Truth, daughter, for healing in the name of Jesus, and that she would reconcile and have the healing of your love upon her life. We pray for Sis Connie, Lord, for her tax situation and for her rent situation with her son. But we pray, Lord, that you will make a way and you will provide for her according to your word. And we will trust you that you will provide for our sister and give her blessing and favor and direction, anything about taxes. Lord, we continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine, for our brothers and sisters there, for the Jewish people there, and for everybody, really, Lord, in a situation where people's lives are so close and on the line. Lord God, we pray for the terrible evil things that are going on, and we pray that you tear down the stronghold that are bringing this kind of evil against children in the name of Jesus. We pray for Wayne and Patsy, the ones that Sis Brenda take care of, the people, our brothers and sisters in Christ, that you would touch her and heal her as she fell and help them, renew them, and strengthen them, Lord. Watch over them. Father, I pray for my daughter, Emma, as she's coming to the place of having her first child in birth and the baby. I pray you watch over her and give her peace and give her strength and watch over her and the baby. And we pray for good health, and we just trust you with their lives in your hands, Lord, and that it'll be a miracle like all miracles of children being born. Father God, we pray for Kim and Shannon. They travel to Newport, that you watch over and protect them and guide them. I pray that they have a joyous time at this wedding dress, for the wedding and the wedding dress, all pointing to the great wedding we're getting ready to go to on April 30th. But we trust and believe you for all this, Lord. We pray as each person asks for prayers and that you hear us, and that you answer our prayers in your perfect way and time. We're very grateful, Lord, again, for the truth of your word tonight, and that over these last 3 weeks, I do believe it's 3 or 4 weeks, we have learned more about who we are in Christ, and we're very grateful. And we pray now that we hear it, and we believe it, and we apply it to our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this word, too, out of 1 Peter, Father. Let us take heed and understand how important it is for such time as we live, as you're speaking to us. Very grateful. And we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, praise God. All right, sis, you want to come and finish up tonight with that beautiful song that God's put on your heart. Hallelujah. That we understand in the time we're living, something that's very important, what the Lord has told us. Hallelujah. One day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen,
sis.
Glory. Hallelujah.
All right.
Okay. Okay, brother.
All right.
I'm only human, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be. In all that I am, show me the stairway far out to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, but tomorrow may never be mine. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.